KXEI Community Media. Thesis Thursday is a program where we sit down with our friends from the University of Arizona, and I ask them what they're working on, their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me today is Shelby Herrick. Welcome, Shelby. How's it going? What do you do at the university?
I currently work in Dr. Yin Chin's lab. We study environmental toxins that affect the lungs with the goal of finding targets that can be used for drug development. One of the elements that we're interested in is arsenic. It's very common in our water system, and because it's common in our water system, we have a restriction of 10 parts per billion of arsenic, but our lab has found that even 5 parts per billion can cause physiological changes.
Does this information then end up going on some official record somewhere to make changes?
Most of the time, arsenic is studied at high levels that aren't physiologically relevant. And what our study did is kind of fill a gap of low dosage arsenic study, which then can be used to inflict policy change. But the best thing that we can do is kind of get that information out there in the first place. We found that even low doses of arsenic can cause cellular changes in cell growth and differentiation by affecting the retinoic acid signaling pathway.
So let's talk about that retinoic acid signaling pathway. What is it?
What it really does is that there's retinoic acid receptors in our body. We get retinoic acid from vitamin A that we take in our bodies. And so when you introduce arsenic, that retinoic acid pathway is repressed. When it's repressed, all of the effects that it causes in our body are also repressed, such as cell growth and cell differentiation, which can ultimately cause diseases and maybe some of the effects that we see with arsenic, such as increased mortality and increased cancers.
Arsenic is basically causing a traffic jam.
Yes, kind of exactly. It's like a big traffic cone right in the middle of the street, which is not what we want in our body. We want homeostasis. One of the interesting things we also found is that it seems to be reversible. So once you remove the arsenic from the source, it seems that these linings in our lungs and the retinoic acid signaling pathway restores itself to some degree and just returns back to homeostasis. Homeostasis is one of the most important things. It's the act of restoring balance through energy.
That's a good thing. What do you think you're going to do after you graduate?
I've known for so long that I've wanted to go to medical school. I recently decided that I'm planning on taking a gap year, but some of the specializations I'm interested in have been influenced by my research. So I'm considering medical toxicology or like a research-dominated field.
Do you ever listen to music?
Yes, I do listen to music. Lately, I've been listening to Led Zeppelin 4 and Fleetwood Mac.
Totally relax.
Yes, they definitely bring me back to homeostasis, back to balance, for sure.
Thank you so much for being on Thesis Thursday with us today, Shelby. It's been so cool talking with you.
Yes, I've loved it. Thank you so much.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson with generous support from our listeners. The music you're hearing is brought to you by Crow Wander. The name of the track is Your Eyes. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.